talking baseball. The Giants by the Bay.
KNBR 680 presents. Talking baseball with Marty Lurie.
It's an inside the park home run.
Sponsored by Heritage Salvage, purveyors of patina custom design and build, Petaluma. Visit heritagesalvage.com. Here's your Giants pregame host, Marty Lurie, on The Sports Leader.
Who more than self?
Happy 4th of July, everybody. Boy, well, Raph, thank you so much for, and Steve Fishman, thank you for that great rendition of America the Beautiful by the great Ray Charles. And what a way to start the 4th of July as the party starts today as we celebrate the 4th of July. And Independence Day, also referred to as the 4th of July, is a federal holiday in the U.S. commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence 241 years ago on July 4th, 1776. The Continental Congress declared that the 13 American colonies regarded themselves as a new nation, the United States of America, and were no longer part of the British Empire. The Congress actually voted to declare independence 2 days earlier on July the 2nd. Independence Day is commonly associated with fireworks, parades, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, picnics, concerts, and yes, baseball games, family reunions, and any political speeches and ceremonies, in addition to various other public and private events celebrating the history, government, and traditions of the United States. Independence Day is a national day of the United States. So good morning, everybody. As we get ready, Steve, thanks for putting that together. Steve Fishman, Raph here, as we talk some baseball with you here on the 4th of July. So Baseball, a big part of it. And Bruce Jenkins and I will talk a little bit about America and baseball when we get together at about 8:30 this morning. So we've got baseball. The Giants have won 6 in a row, and they are in Detroit for an interleague series with the Detroit Tigers. Giants in interleague ball. They are 2-5 this year as they start play today on July the 4th. Usually one of those markers of a baseball season. It's about halfway through. The Dodgers with a 2.5 game lead over Arizona, 6.5 over Colorado, and the Giants 15.5 behind Colorado, but we don't think about that. Just think about Colorado a little bit and see if they can, they could keep it together. The Brewers, believe it or not, 2.5 over Chicago halfway through the season. And Washington 8 over Atlanta, but Atlanta playing better baseball. So as we go through July 4th, usually they say whoever's winning July 4th usually wins the division. I wonder if those three teams will hang in there. I guess Milwaukee is the most vulnerable. The American League, the Red Sox have a 3-game lead over the Yankees. And today, of course, we celebrate the no-hitter of Dave Rigetti on July 4th, George Steinbrenner's birthday in New York. He struck out Wade Boggs to end it. And we have, Raph, we've got to pull the Dave Rigetti stuff sometime this weekend or maybe even for the postgame show today with Dave talking about that no-hitter. A very special day for him. As you know, hit the Red Sox on July 4th in Yankee Stadium. Boy, you think that was a big deal? Cleveland, 2.5 over Kansas City and Minnesota as well. And Houston running away with the American League West. They are 15 ahead of the Angels and Seattle. So that's the way it looks today. Giants have won their last 6 games. That's their longest winning streak since they won 8 straight. June 11th to the 19th of 2016. So it's over a year now. Despite this, they still are struggling in the major leagues. They're only ahead of the Philadelphia Phillies, but they're moving up. It could be a lot worse. They've got Colorado swept. They got Pittsburgh swept. And the interesting part about it is that the Giants, for their 6th time this season, they had failed to score in the first 6 innings of a game. So think about that. First 6 innings of a game, and those 6 wins coming back to win. The highest total in the majors, and sorry, the Giants' highest total of any season since 2010. So they don't score for the first 6 innings, and they've won 6 of the games. Pretty good. That's a good stat for them. Matt Cain will be facing Detroit today. It's the first time for Cain seeing Detroit in the regular season. He faced the Tigers in Game 4 of the 2012 World Series. 7 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs. The Giants won 4-3 extra innings at Comerica Park. And say what you want about Matt Cain, and we will, because it's not a great season for the right-hander, 32 years old. He has lost his last 6 decisions. In May and June, he was 1-7 in 11 starts, 56 innings pitched, 44 runs. But he has a very special place in Giants history. And I know it's the end of the big contract, and, you know, when you sign these big contracts, really, what you're doing is saying, well, if it's a 7-year, 6-year contract, really it's a 3-year contract for about $40 million a year. And that, you know, that's kind of the way we do it. So he is at the end of the contract and, of course, struggling right now. But a very big part of San Francisco Giants history, a big part of San Francisco Giants success. And I think that's something that people should always remember about Matt Cain, even though he struggles right now. It's his 325th Major League start. He's only got 104 wins. Amazing. Just doesn't seem that the Giants hit when he's on the hill. 3-7 on the year. Lefties 320 against them with 5 homers. Righties 313 with 8 homers. And that whip, walks to hits to innings pitched, 1.71. So he puts a lot of people on base. And against an American League team, you don't want to do that. The Tigers have, against right-handed pitching, 73 of their 102 home runs. The Tiger bullpen is the last in the American League, and I'm going to get to that, why that is important today. Hitting-wise, they will take a walk. It is a power team, as usual, in the American League. They're about in the middle of the pack hitting-wise. But they will take a walk, and then they will try to knock one out of the park. We'll see if Justin Upton plays today. He was questionable. He's seen a lot of Matt Cain, 14 for 49 against him, .286 average. Of course, all that with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So, the Giants, when they win, they're averaging 5, almost 6 runs a game. And when they lose, 2.7 runs a game. So figure that out. If they can get the bats going, which has been a struggle all year, things happen for the Giants. But they're starting to hit the ball now. They're definitely absolutely starting to hit the ball. They've got five, almost six runs a game over their last 10 games. And the big thing for me, 337 with runners in scoring position, because they always get people on. They just couldn't get them in. Well, today they've got their hands full on this 4th of July. And this is a pitcher that I didn't know much about other than the name and knew that he was Rookie of the Year last year for the Detroit Tigers, came over to the Tigers from the Mets in the Cespedes trade. Michael Fulmer, first-round pick by the Mets in 2011, number 44 in the draft, so one of those compensation picks or a sandwich pick or something like that. 18-13 lifetime, his 42nd major league start. But I do these workups all the time, and this one jumped out at me, and I want to tell you a little bit about Michael Fulmer versus Matt Cain today. This is a game I'm looking forward to seeing. I really am. For Michael Fulmer, they leave him in because their bullpen is awful, so he stays in there. His last 10 games, he's got 10 decisions. He's 5-5. His four losses over those 10 games, four of the losses, 1-0, 3-2, 3-0, and 1-0. He's gone less than 7 innings only 2 times in 10 games. His whip is 1.13, so you don't get many on base against him. Lefty's 236 with a homer, righty's 242. And he hasn't given up a home run in his last 10 starts. I haven't seen that, really. I do these things all the time. I just haven't seen that very often. 70 2/3 innings pitched. Quality starts, 6 innings, 3 runs or less. 15 starts on the year, 13 quality starts. Where do you get him? Well, swing early. 18-53. That's a little bit better than 333. If he gets you down 0-2, 5-65. So he's a guy who throws strikes, 24 walks, 78 strikeouts, so about a 3-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio, which is, pretty acceptable. 101 innings, 4 homers in 101 innings. The only one who's seen him is Nunez, and Nunez is still not ready. Tried the hammy last night, not ready, probably won't play at least until the Miami series. So that's the matchup today. And I jokingly said, if the Giants win this game today over Michael Fulmer, get him out of there early, get the bullpen in, and Matt Cain, hold the line. Order your playoff tickets now. this is a tough one. You never know in baseball. I always say that. You never know. And all the Cliff Lee against the Giants in the World Series and Verlander and all the things that we've seen. Kershaw and, somehow the Giants figure out a way. Well, they're going to have to figure out a way against this guy today because those are some of the numbers I haven't seen before. So we'll see. But it's July 4th. Wherever you are, I want you to have a great day today. It is a celebration today. It really is. It's not Memorial Day. It's not Labor Day. It's not Thanksgiving. It is a day of celebrating the United States of America and the Declaration of Independence that was declared on July 4th, not signed until, did they sign it July 4th? I know they declared it July 2nd, maybe signed it July 4th and then maybe ratified it or whatever in August. But July 4th is the date. And I will tell you this. I did look it up online today. If you're in San Francisco today, parking meters are enforced. Can't they give you a day?
No.
Just a day? Really? Come on. I had to pay $20 to park across the street today. I don't know. At least a day. And couldn't baseball give you a doubleheader today? I'll talk to Bruce Jenkins about that, too. All right. We've got a great show for you today. The Giants on a 6-game winning streak. It is July 4th, wherever you are. I know it's foggy here in San Francisco. Hopefully it's sunny out on the trail. If you're hiking or walking this morning, I hope you're having a good morning and enjoying the show. Our original Joe's question for today, our dinner coming up, Raph, Monday night, July 10th. Everyone all confirmed, everything okay for that, July 10th. Well, our August pool question will be, and this was a good one from Sunday, and it was popular with everybody, the pitching line of Matt Cain today. 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 6 walks, 5 strikeouts, whatever it is, today's pitching line for Matt Cain. And who will be the last pitcher to pitch for the Giants today? And now you got to think about that for a second. They may win, and it may be you-know-who, or maybe they don't win, or maybe it'll be an extra-inning game. So who will be the last pitcher for the Giants today and Matt Cain's line? That is our question. All right, more coming up right here, KNBR 680, the sports leader.